And we are live-ish.
Answer the call,
Mr. Chase. Oh yeah,
you didn't answer the call when
I didn't answer the call.
And I sent you a video message, and you still didn't understand.
First of all, first explain to the our caveat of listeners.
Do we have listeners?
I don't know. We don't do it for them. We do it for us.
This is true.
Tell our caveat of listeners if or what. It is that you're referring to, because I didn't remember, because it's been so long.
2 weeks?
So long.
Okay. I got a bidet for Christmas.
Uh-huh.
It came in late.
For Christmas, by the way, it's January 9th.
Yeah.
So you can't expect me to
to remember my Christmas gifts?
So long ago.
I remember your Christmas gifts. You got D&D stuff, you got socks, and you got sweaters.
Did I get a sweater?
I'm just going generic.
I did not get a sweater.
Did you get D&D stuff?
Yeah.
Nice.
I got some dope D&D stuff, actually.
I had a feeling. So I got we came in late because, you know, Christmas and the insanity.
Yeah.
We hooked it up and, oh.
I bet.
Oh.
You should have given me a heads up like, hey, just installed the bidet. I'm going to call you soon something like that. Because like when you just called me, I was like.
Oh, so you ignored the call.
I was playing a game that I couldn't pause, and I saw it, and I was like, well, I can't, like, pause the game.
Game question.
Yeah.
Why couldn't you pause
Because it was online with other people.
Okay, never mind.
Playing Warzone.
You can't pause them. You can't pause them.
Correct. Because it's like Battle Royale. There's like 150 people, and you all fight until everybody's dead.
I feel like there should be some sort of cheat code, like the white man cheat code, where you get to pause everyone else and then kill them.
The only way you could do that, I've seen there are things like that in certain games, not really like shooting games like Call of Duty. Mm. But where it's like you have like 2 minutes of pause time.
That you can use at any point?
Yeah. Nice. But it's I'm trying to remember what games it's been in. I think that's mostly like sports games.
I can see that. Oh, actually that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah, so it was awesome. It is awesome.
Yeah.
I feel clean, you know? I don't feel like an animal like you.
Yeah.
Going around with shit all stuck in your in your hair right now. Right now, at this very moment, you probably have feces rolling around.
Probably.
Yeah, like a dung beetle should hang up.
Yeah, with toilet paper in there.
I felt a little bit. I mean, it just doesn't do the job.
Yeah, no, 100% it does not. Yeah. But
if it's amazing.
Yeah, I bet it is. I would love one.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you don't get one.
Yeah.
You're not allowed. You can maybe one day.
That's reparations.
Yep, that's my reparations.
Black people.
We all
only,
get bidets.
Only black people get bidets.
Yep.
White people aren't allowed to have them. We just got to deal with our shitty assholes.
Yeah, I don't mind it. I don't mind that rule.
Hey, I'm fine with it. I've survived all these years without one, so.
And I got a tattoo. I got another tattoo.
You got a tattoo.
Yeah. Does it count? Should I call them one or two? Because they're on two parts of my body, but they're joint.
Where are they and what are they and can I see them?
Yeah, I'm going to get up. I'm going
to
show you.
Oh, God. Do you have to remove clothes for me to see them?
Okay, by the way, prediction he's going to make a hacky joke about slavery.
Okay. Oh, you got those. Oh, okay, yeah, you told me what you're getting, though. Did that hurt?
That was one of the worst. No.
So are they just black bands or is there like design on
black,
them?
Pure black all the way around.
Wow, that's fucking bold, brother.
I think you know. Okay, you have a tattoo now.
Yeah.
You know the pain of it.
Yeah.
But as time goes by, you kind of forget.
A little bit.
And all my other tattoos are small minus the Andy one, which is gone, which is years ago.
Yeah.
So I got this one. I got the one on my side and I got these. I forgot. The pain. I forgot like the level of pain.
It just sucks.
Well,
it doesn't. It's not like, ow, fuck, that hurts. It's like, that's uncomfortable as shit. It's like getting stung by a bee a lot.
for my experience on my ankles where there's not a lot of meat.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, I bet. Did you do it all at once?
Yeah. Yeah. The whole time I was like, I was making, I told him before, like, look, man, I'm letting you know, I'm going to say things. I'm going to be audible. Like, that's just how I am. I know when people go into tattoo shops, you got to be quiet. You don't be a bitch. Yeah. No, fuck you.
I was reading a book while I got mine.
Good. Aren't you so cool and noble? No, this shit hurt.
I just didn't want to bother him.
Oh, I talked to him the whole time. I was like, I hate you. Really? And this sucks. And yeah, we had a conversation the whole time.
You told him you hated him and you sucked?
There was a point where we were chit-chatting and he was like, yeah, no, you know, when I get a tattoo, I get all my tattoos from my friends. This is not how he talks. He's like, when I get tattoos from my friends, they it's your friend, and so after like an hour or two, it feels like personal, and so you start to hate them.
Huh.
And I didn't think about that. He said that early on, and then about, I don't know, when I was on the second leg, I was like, oh, I don't like you anymore.
Interesting.
Yeah, like I know you're doing this to me, and I paid you to do this.
What an interesting experiment in psychology.
Right?
Yeah.
Also, I should shout him out. If you ever want to get a tattoo, he's a good tattoo artist.
I have
artist.
A guy. So.
You have a guy? Yeah. You shout him out, bro.
I did when I got mine.
What's his name?
His Instagram handle is RandonBTattoo.
All right. Well, this guy is Steve-O Tattoos.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
He told me, like, he fucked up because Steve-O.
Oh.
Yeah, and now Steve-O is the first person to pop up. But Steve-O Tattoos, and it's a picture of him.
Oh, that's fair.
Yeah. It's a black and white picture, and he's got like an S hat on.
Okay.
He's a nice guy. He's cool.
Yeah.
But there was a point that got a little uncomfortable, Steve, if you ever listen to this. I didn't want to say anything during the time. You'll understand why. We were talking, and then politics got brought up.
Oh, of course. It's always that with you. And it was probably like, so what are these tattoos about?
I don't know how it got brought up. It was a daze. It was a haze of pain. So yeah. I don't know how it got brought up, but he started to talk about how he was like, you know, I think the election could have been rigged. He started going down that road, and I was like, you're tattooing my
body.
That's
what you say. Okay.
Yep. I was like, you're tattooing my body right now. I'm not going to argue. This is not the time for me to have this discussion. Steve, no offense. I disagree with you. and thank you for the tattoo. But it was.
Yeah, he easily could have made those into a dick.
Yeah. Yeah, because I couldn't. I looked once. I looked once at the left leg.
Mm-hmm.
A sliver had been done, and I was already sweating.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I can't look again.
Yeah.
I was making jokes about how, like, if I disagree with him, he's going to tattoo a swastika on or something.
Yeah, dude, after a while getting mine, I couldn't watch anymore. I was just like, it's freaking me out.
Because
you can, like, see it going in, like, under your skin, and it's like, oof. So, like, at first, I was, like, fascinated. I was like, wow, that's amazing. And, like, it's amazing how
beautiful,
well, they stay.
Intricate.
It doesn't make sense.
Yeah. You have it's a really nice tattoo that you got, by the way.
Thank you. Randon B Tattoo.
There you go. But, yeah,
I'm going to go back to him when I get my next one.
What are you going
to
get?
I don't know. I have a list of things.
I'm listening.
I have some that are like family related and then some that are just like personal, just what I want to get. So
you're not going to tell me any of the ideas?
Nope.
Why not, man? It's a podcast. Because
I just want to get them eventually.
Okay. I mean, we can't have a discussion about it. Can't hear about what's going on in your psyche.
I don't feel the need to.
Okay. No, we don't
personal
have to.
Thing.
Hey, no, it's personal. We don't.
You know, it's my canvas and I'll do what I want with it.
Your canvas?
And I don't need to. Yeah, this is my body is my canvas.
You're
and
that
I'll
guy?
Do, well, I mean, technically it's someone else's canvas, but it's my ideas being put onto my canvas.
Hold on. Let's discuss this. This needs to get worked out.
I own a canvas.
You are the.
I am the canvas, therefore I own it.
But okay. When Bob Ross, he died.
Uh-huh.
When he would. He's dead.
Yes. Thank you for fucking bringing that up.
Yeah, I just wanted
We're
everyone to know.
We're going to have fun this episode. But
no.
Here you go.
Bob Ross.
Morbid shit.
Robin Williams.
Yep.
We could keep going. I know the third one would be really sad for me. And
Richard Pryor.
Well, I was going to say either Kobe or
Kobe Bryant.
Kobe
That's
Bryant.
An even better one.
Chadwick Boseman makes me sad.
Yep. Okay. Sorry. I fucking miscalculated with my choice.
Yeah. Debo. Debo died. Do you know that?
I knew that.
Yeah.
I follow World Star. I'm up to date.
On
the black celebrity deaths.
Yeah. How many? Yeah. So, okay. When Bob Ross paints on the canvas, that's mm-hmm. his canvas. Mm-hmm. Why is that artist? Why is it not your canvas or his canvas when he tattoos?
Wait, oh,
you know what I mean? Like during that moment, is it technically his canvas or is it your canvas?
I'd say he's using my canvas.
So he's using your body.
Yeah,
did you consent? You paid him to use your body. Is that the Constitution?
Sure.
He was Steve was telling me this story about what?
I'm excited.
Oh yeah. This woman who was getting a tattoo near her private genital uh-huh. reasons, and was like basically having an orgasm during it. Like I don't know, she had a lot of daddy issues. My type of lady. And is that, you know what I mean? Like is that prostitution now, or where is that line? Did he technically get paid to commit sexual acts to her? Is he a prostitute?
I mean, if she was like, I want you to give me a tattoo down there because that's what makes me come.
So if she says that.
Yeah. Then there's probably, you can make an argument. But at the same time, it's like, all right, I'm just giving a tattoo.
Right.
If you had a good lawyer, you'd be fine.
But could could you then say, though, that like a hand job is just a massage? Are you making those noises with the mic?
Yeah,
fucked. Oh, okay. All right.
I don't know. That's a fair argument. I mean, I'm fine with hand jobs. I'm fine with prostitutes, so I don't really care.
I like the hand job. I know that it's elementary as you get older.
Right, right.
But there's something simple. You know what I mean?
Dude, if there's a little bit of lube, the problem is most chicks try to do it without lube.
Spit, dog.
Okay.
I'm a fucking ruffian. I'm a rough rider.
Or you could just get some lube, like an adult.
Or the cheap way, spit.
Lotion.
Anal?
At least.
What? Like you...
Baby oil.
Baby oil? I feel like it would chafe.
What? Not baby powder.
Oh, I was
you
like...
fuck.
It's like, wait. You just make your dick as dry as possible.
Yeah, no thank you.
I heard a... I don't know. Anyway, no.
No, why not?
Because, no.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, so you told me about that. I fucking hate you. But now that it's over.
What?
The tattoo.
Oh, yeah.
Now that it's
You're
over,
happy.
I'm happy about yeah. it. I'm proud yeah. of myself.
Does it still hurt? No. How long ago was it?
During Christmas break. It's been at least a week or two.
Oh.
I had it when I came here, but I had to leave, so I didn't.
Okay.
But literally that first line around, not even the shading, the first line, I was like, oh, I made a mistake. I made a miscalculation. I'm going to be here for a while now.
Yeah. And it's going to be painful.
Really painful. And it's the bone.
Yeah.
It's the bone. It's like. Oh fuck, dude! It's giving me anxiety even thinking about it. So you know, it's gonna be a while before I get another tattoo.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
for
sure. Do you know when you're gonna get another one?
Nah.
All right, pussy.
This is a money thing at this point.
That's fair. Yeah, you know, no, you don't want. You want to have a fun time, so I'm not gonna get into my job.
Yeah.
And I'm again happy I got the tattoo. But had I known what was gonna happen later, I think I would have saved that fucking money.
Yeah. How much was it?
400. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's there though. It's there. It's good. I like it.
Yeah. That's all that matters.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Thank you. Oh, Will.
Yeah.
Does a straw have two holes or one?
This is an interesting concept. I would say it has one. It's a cylinder.
Mm-hmm.
With one hole going through a solid cylinder.
So the hole is not the...
No, it's the whole thing.
But is it...
Sorry, that was not even a joke. It was just... I just used the word and different. It wasn't even the same word. Go ahead.
Yes. But does it technically... So do we have any straws here?
I don't think we need a... I think we can...
We need to do the geometry. No. We need paperwork and PowerPoint presentations and graphs.
Go ahead. Just talk me through it. Because I'm pretty sure I can... conceptualize a straw.
If it has to have a manhole cover,
uh-huh.
not a manhole, a well, let's say a well
okay.
that has one hole,
Okay.
Right? It's and it goes down. Hole. It is a hole.
Yeah.
Now if if that hole was somehow able to go all the way through the earth and then out the other side,
it's still a hole.
It's one hole.
Yeah.
But if you're on the other side of the earth and you look into that side,
it's still a hole. It's still the same hole.
Or did you go to the other part of the, like,
of the hole? You went to the other side of the hole.
No, no.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is water wet? Have you heard the water wet one?
Of course it is.
No, no, but have you heard? Hold on, you'll love this.
I don't
want
to.
No?
I don't want to. Whatever it is, I don't think I want to know what it is.
It's a group of black kids
arguing.
Is it going
to make me mad?
It's going to make you so happy.
Oh, okay.
It's a group of black kids arguing about this. And it went, it was like a thing for a while where everyone was arguing about it.
No, because the way you make a straw is you take a cylinder, like a solid cylinder, and then you bore a hole through the middle.
Right.
It's one hole.
Yeah, okay, whatever. Wait, I think this is it. I think this is it.
Slim, Gerald, if you're underwater, you're not wet. You are. If you're above water, yeah, because you can see the liquid coming off you.
You're wet if you're.
How are you wet?
You're in water.
How are you wet?
You were in
Explain
water.
This fake ass.
You
story.
Are getting wet while you're in water. What do you mean?
You can't get wet if
it
you're
sounds like
in
Alec.
Fucking water.
Yes, you can.
If your head is above water, you can get wet.
Yeah, bro. You're wet if you're in water. Water is not wet, but an object in water is wet.
What the fuck? This nigga's stupid. Why are you serious right now?
Dead ass serious.
Hey, fool, what's wrong with your man, bro? For real.
Dead ass serious. I don't know.
This nigga said... Yeah, what the fuck? You just repeat that shit.
Water is not wet, but an object in water is wet. You cannot physically get water wet, but you can get something physical wet with water.
Now, okay, let's.
I get what he's saying, but he's wrong.
Wait. Whose side are you? So, if you are submerged in water, if you're covered in water,
you're wet.
You're wet.
Yeah, of course.
But if you come, so. What is he? Can you put into words what he's trying to say?
Because I know, no, but I get what he's saying.
No, it's that like you.
It's like it's the kind of the same concept of like if a tree falls in the woods and nobody's around to hear it, doesn't make a sound.
Right, it makes a sound
it's
because
kind of the same idea.
Right.
I mean, it's a fair argument, it's
right?
Like, but it's inherently false.
Is water itself?
Yes.
It is wet.
Yes. It has that property.
So it is wet.
Yeah.
Let's find the definition of wet.
Okay. Yeah, go for it. I'm kind of now I'm curious. I feel like I'm right.
Define wet. Not what?
Here's the definition.
Fuck. Define wet.
Here's the definition of wet, covered or saturated with water or another liquid.
So water can't be wet because it can't be covered in itself.
But it is. That's why it coagulates together.
Did what? Coagulate is
yeah,
not the.
Yeah, it finds itself. It finds its. That's why it's all together.
I don't know. This is stupid. Anyway, I'm doing everything I can to not talk about the Capitol.
I think it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter?
Yeah, like whether it's wet. I mean,
it's one of those like
water.
High.
Like if you jump in an ocean and you have clothes on, you're wet. You're going to be heavier because you're wet.
Dense,
right?
You're gonna be
right.
Dense. You're gonna be more dense.
Well, I mean, your clothes, yeah, I guess.
Okay.
So, like,
okay,
you're definitely wet when you're in water.
I think the concept is like, it's like how black is all of the colors and white is the absence of color.
Mm-hmm.
So, white, the color white would be the idea that.
This analogy is not going to help us get further.
No,
to
it's
our
not.
Solution.
It's not your turn of a thing to talk about because all my things are stupid.
I don't know. I was talking to George about this, but I've been watching Kung Fu movies.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's been fun. Are you not a fan?
No, I like Kung Fu movies.
But, yeah, all black people like Kung Fu movies.
Yep. We all listen to Wu-Tang Clan. We all love Kung Fu movies. Yeah. And as soon as we learn Kung Fu, we grow afros.
Yeah.
It's a yeah. requirement.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I have to get rid of my locks if I decide to take
yeah.
Kung Fu.
You should. You should get an afro. Fuck yeah, dude.
Like the old school 70s.
Hell yeah, bro. Yeah, would you like Kung Fu? Huh? You like anime. I feel like if you do one or the other.
Why?
I don't know.
I think they're different. There's a different type of appreciation. First off, yeah. I'm not like. It's hard to say. How do I put it? You know. Okay, D&D culture. You mm-hmm. know a lot about D&D.
Mm-hmm.
You ever met someone who's like, oh, I like D&D, but they're not in it. Like, they wouldn't get a tattoo of it. So then if you start talking to them in too much depth, they feel stupid.
Yeah.
That's how I feel about anime.
Right.
Oh, I like anime.
Yeah, but you don't like.
I can't.
You're not in it.
Right, yeah. Right. So when I say it, people love this mm-hmm. shit.
Yeah.
They take it way too far.
Yeah.
That's
why there's cosplay and shit.
I like cosplay. You ever masturbate to cosplay, bro?
No.
Let me find you something.
No,
thanks. Let me help you out real quick, bro.
That's okay. No. You can send me a link later. How about that?
Well, you're not going to open it.
If you tell me it's porn, I probably will.
Really? Is that all I needed to do? Because I've been sending you shit forever.
I'm gonna send you porn. Okay. It's just your face.
What? Okay, cosplay doesn't do it for you.
Like, not really, no.
Why? What does it for you, Will? Let me.
Do I just like girls?
You're so fucking bland.
I mean, I'm easy to satisfy.
Did you not grow up with porn?
Yeah, I did.
How did you?
Well,
not?
I mean, what do you define grow up?
Teenage years.
I mean, yeah.
Okay. What do you just look at like missionary on Pornhub? What do you do? You're not defiled yet. Your soul isn't gone. You replace it with Riley Reed.
Every once in a while, it changes up.
Okay, where are you right now?
I don't know because I'm not
watching it right
turned
now?
On. Yeah,
bro.
Usually it's like in the moment. I'm like, what do I feel like?
What do I feel
right
like
now?
Watching? That's crazy that we're able to do that.
Yeah,
technology and human beings have gone too far.
It's amazing, right?
Yeah, but like
it's pretty nice.
I remember when AOL dial-up was a thing, and trying to look up porn, first off, immediately got you viruses.
Yeah, of course.
Your computer was just shut down, so I got in trouble. But
you need virus protection, bro.
Yeah, well, at the time, you know. But I remember the internet wasn't fast enough, at least in my house, to do video. So it had to be pictures, and it was pixelated, mm-hmm. and it would slowly...
You had to wait for it to load.
Yeah. And then you had to like wait for it at night and hope that your parents didn't fucking walk in the room or come down the hallway or whatever.
Right.
How did we get into this?
I don't know.
All I'm doing is skirting the topic of the Capitol.
Well, you keep failing to do it.
Well, then you talk about something.
I did. I was talking about Kung Fu movies.
Oh,
and
yeah,
then you just brought it back to the Capitol.
Yeah. What about Kung Fu movies?
It's just an interesting style of movie. Like, because you know, like, I was talking to George about this, and if people listen to both podcasts, it's going to be kind of overlap. But it's a very, like, acceptance of how unreal it is. Like, they accept that they're...
It's called suspending your disbelief.
Yeah. And it's like, but they exaggerate it and, like, accept it. It's like, this is just what the style is.
Are we talking like when the wire, when they jump in the air and they kick fucking multiple times?
Yeah, stuff like that. Or just like you can tell like someone like will go in for a kick and they'll like grab him like this and like swing him around.
Yeah,
and it's
yeah.
like, come on, dude, like that's not going to happen. Or like they just kick him and they just go flying back. And it's like, you know, it's not real.
Right.
but it's fun for the movie. Like it makes it more enjoyable for some reason.
I know what you're saying. For me, that's why I like anime.
Because
when it's animated, it feels smooth and it feels like, yeah, sure, they're going to shoot energy balls
right,
or whatever.
Right.
And that's why I like John Wick, because it feels hyper real.
Right.
So.
And that is kind of, I guess, what, well, it's not really hyper real, but I don't know. They make the choreography, especially in like newer Kung Fu movies, like since the technology is good, like it actually looks good. It actually looks like. Reasonable.
Right. It's not like the 70s where you can see the strings.
Yeah. And it's just, I don't know, I find it so much fun. And just the themes behind it are just, it's just like they're threatening your style of Kung Fu. You have to fight. And it's like, okay.
Like, it's pretty badass.
It's great. Like, it's just so simple.
Yeah.
And then the second movie, I was watching Ip Man. Have you ever seen Ip Man?
I have heard of it.
They're fun.
Is that the...
It's fun, dude. It's fun. The first movie, he defeats, like, the whole Japanese army. And then the second one, he fights this white boxer dude who just comes in and just calls them, like, yellow monkeys, just saying all this racist shit. It's so funny, dude.
He wins, right?
Who?
The white guy doesn't win, right?
He wins at first. It's like a Rocky thing.
Oh, okay.
He wins
okay.
at first, and then
right.
Ip Man comes in and just whoops his ass. Well, not really. It's a good fight. Anyway, but like, it made me realize that there's a place for like white people in Asian cinema. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And they speak English, but they speak it like the dialogue is clearly like slowed down. In case like the Chinese population isn't that great at speaking English,
mm-hmm.
they'll be like,
"Was it not dubbed?"
No, I was watching Cantonese.
Oh,
and then what? The English or the white dudes, because they were like Australian or British mm-hmm. or whatever, so they would just speak English,
right?
And I mean, it wasn't dubbed in
so okay.
in the movie. I mean, maybe they did that on purpose.
So,
but I think most Chinese people know a little bit, like enough English to get by.
Right.
But if it was like this, they probably would get lost a little bit.
Makes sense.
But so their English in their movies is very like, simple. I don't want to say it's a moderate. It's beyond what we know in Spanish.
Well, you don't know what I know in Spanish.
It's more than
probably.
Yeah. it's beyond that.
Yeah, okay.
Because Mike Tyson was in one of them. And it was like, well, if they can understand him.
I did. I saw him fight Jet. Was it Jet Li?
I don't know. He's in the third Ip Man movie.
Nice. So they're marketing to us, and we're marketing to them.
Yeah.
Why do we have such a bad relationship with that country? If we're marketing.
Government?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Government is different than
entertainment,
business.
And culture.
Yeah.
It seems like everyone, for the most part, would be cool with each other, but our governments aren't cool with each other. Is that what it is?
Like, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, that's kind of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't like how they run their country. And I would say, like, most Americans don't agree with how they run their country either. So
China?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're pretty. Yeah.
It's pretty. I mean, it's communism.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
So.
Yeah, what are you gonna do?
But hey, they're handling. They COVID numbers are down.
Are they
supposedly?
I don't believe that.
Whatever you want to, yeah.
I don't believe them.
Hey, you know.
Was it New Zealand? Is it New Zealand that's COVID free?
Has been for a long time.
Can you imagine?
No.
They have like a country that like works like a well-oiled machine, and
yeah.
everyone can get on the same goddamn page.
Yeah.
Anyway, the kung fu movies. Yeah, yeah. I hope that Bryce has more of them in film favorites because we haven't really watched any.
Mm.
We've watched a lot of stuff. The most recent episode that I need to post today actually was we watched Streets of Fire.
What is that?
It is a rock and roll adventure musical set in the 80s and 50s at the same time. With Rick Moranis. So you need to watch
it. Is this like Kiss's Detroit Rock City?
I like don't know.
On acid?
It's fucking great. It's just great. You should watch it. It's
we'll see.
It's a lot of fun. And Rick Moranis. You know Rick Moranis?
Yeah, I know who it is.
Do you give a fuck about Rick Moranis?
Not entirely.
You didn't watch Honey, I Shrunk the Kids?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I enjoyed it, but I didn't think he was like a spectacle.
He's Rick Moranis.
Did he make the did he write those movies?
No, but everyone loves Rick Moranis.
Oh, okay. I mean, I
name
like
one,
him.
Name one person. Will
the guy that punched him?
Yeah. Other than that guy, I don't think he knew it was Rick. Right? Maybe.
Did he get mugged? Did he get like his shit stolen from him, or did somebody just punch him?
I don't know.
Because if he just punched him, he definitely knew.
Probably really.
But if he took his wallet, he was just mugging him.
I hated Spaceballs.
Yeah.
Clocked him. Oh, poor Rick. I wonder how Rick's doing.
I'm sure he's fine.
Yeah, he's probably. Dr. Dre's in the hospital.
Oh, yeah? For what?
Yeah. Someone mugged him.
COVID?
Someone like mugged him or broke in his house or something. Got put in the hospital, and then he had to give $2 million to his wife while in the hospital.
Yeah, you dick.
Whatever, you know. Fake news over here.
Are you on Parler, Aaron? Is that where you're fucking hearing your shit? These... That's where you're getting your news stories?
No, I got it from Hip Hop DX. He had a brain aneurysm for real? Aw. He still had to give $2 million to that bitch?
You
That's
are
bullshit.
So out of touch with your own culture.
Fuck
How
you.
Dare you?
Fuck you.
You should be ashamed.
I'm not. I'm just not. If he has $2 million to be able to give away and it doesn't completely destroy his life, I'm not ashamed.
He's got more than $2 million to give away.
I hope he's okay. There's a lot of beef going on in the hip-hop community.
Really?
Snoop and Eminem are having issues.
Aw.
Yeah, yeah.
That could be fun.
I want to see a diss track.
That could be fun.
I really... Ooh, actually. I want to see MGK...
Ooh. With Snoop Dogg?
With Snoop Dogg.
Oh, shit.
It would break the fucking hip-hop community.
Yeah.
It would
and
be
then
awesome.
If Eminem clap back with something fire, that'd be crazy.
Oh,
too.
He always does.
He always does.
He always does. Do you think it's tough being, like, that guy that everyone guns for?
In that culture, yeah, for sure it sucks. But, like, in comedy, that doesn't really happen. Like,
you don't think so?
I mean, nobody's gunning for Dave Chappelle in the comedy community.
I think because they're all scared of doing it.
But not in the... But, like...
I guess no one dislikes him.
Right, because it's such a tight-knit community, and pretty much everybody is...
Yeah.
Friendly.
And from what you see of Dave Chappelle, he seems like a very nice person, whereas Eminem's kind of a dick.
Yeah.
So I think if Dave Chappelle was a dick and more people were gunning for him, then it could be a comparable
But
thing.
It's still like not, it's not the culture of like calling people out or like.
Yeah. Stand-up comedy? It's all about calling people out and shitting on people and making them feel bad for.
As a friend, but not like in a serious like beef type way.
That's fair. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
You just don't talk about it.
And I guess I was going to say that rappers have more pride, but that's not true. Comedians have a lot of pride.
Yeah, it's just the culture.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to solve this puzzle, this little Rubik's Cube that I've decided is a Rubik's Cube.
Because if you see two comics that like get into it on Twitter and they're like actually going back and forth, it's like, this is embarrassing.
It does feel weird.
Yeah, it's like, why are you doing this here?
Just go fight.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, go have a kung fu fight.
Yeah.
That's how they settle in the movie. It's so funny because they're just like,
you guess we're going to fight?
I want you to write a letter of acceptance for my son. He's like, maybe. First, let's fight. It's like, what? How the fuck? How do you get there? And then they're like, they'll like beat him and then like all his henchmen come in. It's like 40 people and he's just standing there looking at him both ways. And then they all start coming and he just fucking whoops all their ass.
It's so cool.
Steals their swords. Doesn't kill him, just hits him with the broadside of it, and just fop. Dude, it's so badass.
Have you been watching Cobra Kai?
No.
Fuck.
I like karate, dude. I want kung fu. Or as George says, gung fu.
Is that how he said it?
I don't know. It's gung fu.
Gung fu.
Right, George? Like gong. Gung fu.
Gung fu.
Yeah.
Gong.
You gotta go.
No, I should. Well, yeah, but
yeah. All right.
Give me. No, no. Let's. You know, it's good to see you. Hey,
you're the one that said you needed to
go
soon.
Will, I'm trying to be your fucking friend. Your jacket's nice.
Thanks.
Your hairline is
receding. Further.
It exists. It's still there.
I know. I need to shave.
So, does it count as a hairline if it's back here? Is it technically a hairline?
I mean, I feel like as long as it connects at some point.
Oh boy.
But like, if I'm bald, I obviously don't have a hairline current at that point.
You should watch Ink Master.
What's too many episodes, but go ahead. I know what it is. I've seen it before.
You should get a tattoo on your head.
That's the challenge show, right?
Yeah. It came out in 2012,
yeah,
so it has that gross...
Grime.
Yeah, that like...
That dude is from Michigan, I think.
The long-haired...
The like main guy? I don't remember his name, but I'm pretty sure he's from Michigan.
I was watching it, and I was like... I was enjoying it for seeing who made the better artwork, but they were doing that stupid old school reality TV thing where they're like dramatic music and cuts.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, just let it. It's entertaining on its own.
Just
let
the
it.
Art itself is amazing.
It's fascinating. Yeah. And they're like, you have a time limit. And now that guy, if you don't finish in this time, that guy's walking around with an unfinished tattoo. And it's like, whoa. No, just do the time limit. And then at the end, let him finish it.
I'll come back, dude. Yeah.
Yeah. It's so stuff like that annoys me.
Yeah. People are amazing with tattoo art, though. It's incredible.
It is really. It's an art form that I think now gets a lot of respect.
Yeah, but I still think it's underappreciated. Like, think about this. Like, you can't fuck up.
I mean, you can.
You can't erase. You know what I mean? Like, there's no, like.
It's like doing math. It's like doing algebra with a pen.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wouldn't do it. Fuck.
It really is. Yeah.
Yeah, man. So it's
like surgery. I mean, like surgery, it's like you can't fuck up. I mean, different consequences, I guess, but.
I guess that's why I think being a comic is easier.
But like a bad tattoo, oh my God, fucking kill me, you know? You know what show was great? Did you ever watch the Cover Up tattoo show?
No.
Oh, dude, that shit is great.
Okay, I need to watch
it. I can't remember what they called it. But there was like three people that ran the shop to specialize in covering up tattoos. And yeah. It has that fucking stupid reality show vibe where they come in. It's obviously like staged, but the artwork, the way they
make it
unbelievable.
Who? Okay.
I don't know what they'll do for your ankles.
They're not going to do shit to my ankles. I would have to get it lasered if I was going to do anything to it.
But like at least those you can just cover up with socks.
That's fine.
It's whatever.
And I like
when you're 75 and your grandkids are like, what's this?
Don't touch it, kid. It fucking still hurts. All right. Yeah. I'm going to head out.
Okay.
Will.
Yeah.
It was nice seeing you.
It was nice seeing you as well.
I'm glad that your family didn't storm the Capitol.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
I think they just weren't close enough.
Really?
No. Really?
I think maybe. We should write a show where the guy with the buffalo horns ends up being your cousin, and you guys have a sitcom where you have to live in the same apartment together. Reality show. How much money?
He's on house arrest.
Yeah, but
for storming the Capitol, I have to bring him groceries and stuff.
How much money would it take to do a reality show where you live with that guy for like a year?
With that actual guy.
That actual guy.
He's probably fun as fuck, dude.
You think so?
Yeah, he's probably a blast.
Crushing beers.
Yeah, dude. He likes to do beer bongs on the weekend.
And I guess he would be supportive of your jokes. I think he would just be like, sprinkle more nigger in there, though.
He would probably just bring everybody he knows to my shows. He would probably be a great friend.
You think so?
Yeah.
All right. I would love to watch the show. I don't think I would be able to hang out with you for a while.
Oh, my God.
I think I could. Actually, no, we would do a podcast with him for sure.
Yeah.
I would need to talk to that man. So what happened?
We should try to find him.
Okay. What's his name?
I don't know. They were putting it on Fox News. I think they got arrested. Like,
they got a lot of people. I got to get this out of the way. Dude accidentally killed himself. Did you hear about that one?
No.
He tased himself in the testicles, had a heart attack, and died.
Nice.
Lady got shot.
Great way to go.
Yeah. There was one dude who was climbing. He was scaling the wall, and he fell. Did you see that one?
I did see that video.
I'm pretty sure he died.
Yeah.
A cop was beaten to death with a fire extinguisher.
What?
I know this is not
fake. I'm shooting everybody, dude.
I don't know why he didn't take the gun.
Bam. You know what? I'm throwing that fire extinguisher in fucking Max Payne style, shooting that shit. Boom.
Take out everybody. Yeah. All of the white trucks.
Yeah, fuck them all.
Dude, can you imagine being beaten to death with a fire extinguisher?
I can't. And having a gun on your hip
while they're wearing,
not doing anything about it?
While they're wearing Blue Lives Matter shirts.
Fuck out of here,
it's
dude.
It's so crazy. All right, I just needed to hilarious. Get that out. All right, I'm going to go.
I think somebody should make a game of, like, storming the Capitol.
Oh, it's going to happen.
That'd be fun, right?
I'm sure it's going to happen.
Free on iOS.
I'm going to get this. Bit megapixels?
The fuck are you talking about?
The type of video game where it's, like, it's not like Spider-Man where it's super detailed. It's simple.
Oh, 8-bit.
8-bit.
Yeah.
They should
make an old Super Mario.
Yes, they should make an 8-bit version of storming the Capitol, and you have to be a cop who gets out of people's way. It's like Frogger. Mm,
okay, so you're on the good side, quote unquote.
Yeah, you're on the
good
people.
I was thinking
people.
The opposite way, where you destroy the Capitol. I think that would be fun, too. Or it's just both, where you could play either side.
Yeah, or both. I mean,
it's
same.
A multiplayer. It's the same thing. It's a fucking battle.
Yeah.
We just made a game. How about that? How do you feel about that?
I feel
that's
good.
What George and I do on Game Boys.
Is that what you guys do?
A lot of times, yeah. Nice. We just come up with ideas and we're like, that would be an awesome game.
I think that would be a good game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cathartic. It'll probably happen like on a low level.
I'm sure of it. Okay. Good night,
right,
Will.
Bye. Thanks for listening, everybody. Make sure you follow Aaron Chase at AaronChase911.
It's 91, bitch.
That was your TikTok or your Twitter is 911.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. And then at AaronChase91 on Instagram and also on TikTok where he's doing videos. You can follow me on Instagram at @the_SlimHenderson, on Twitter at @DaSlimHenderson. Make sure you check out all the Buddy System has to offer at thebuddysystem.co or on YouTube at The Buddy System Comedy. We thank you for listening and welcome and thank you for listening. I fucked up that ending. What? Nope. For Aaron Chase, this is William Henderson signing off. It's another episode of Night Guy and Baldy.